since Jobu manifests the majestic activity in every aspect of affairs. The manifestation of majestic activity in the whole body and the supreme ways seeping through words are present throughout times, directions, Buddhas, and activities. Unless you are Gyobutsu, you will never be liberated from the bonds of the Buddha and the bonds of Dharma, and will be entangled with our demons of Buddha and the demons of Dharma. Since Gyobutsu manifests the majestic activities in the first paragraph, a little bit difficult. So maybe we can divide it into two. The first paragraph may be divided into two parts. Since Gyobutsu manifests its majestic activity in every aspect of affairs, the manifestation of the majestic activity in the whole body is present throughout times, directions, Buddhas, and activity. This is one. Second one, since Gyobutsu manifests its majestic activity in every aspect of our fears, the supreme ways seeping through words is present throughout times, directions, Buddhas, and activities. Well, the practice in Zen Buddhism must be myōgyōsoku, clear practicing contentment. Well, myōgyōsoku, this is, I told you before, myōgyōsoku is vijacharaya sampanna in Sanskrit, which is one of Buddha's name. In Japanese we say myōgyōsoku. Myō is clear, gyō is practice or activity, soku is contentedness. So clear practice in contentedness. So our practice, the practice in Buddhism must be, anyway, gyōsoku, practice or activity in contentedness. This is very important for us. Contentment or contentedness means, what to say? that not the feeling you try to get, but it is something something like water permeating your whole body and mind, just like existence, your existence, the water coming up from the ground. That is what's called the speech of life. That time your practice is not something objectified you can see, but practice is something always with you, becoming one with you. So no gap between you and the practice. But according to moral sense, I told you yesterday, according to moral sense and disciplines and criteria, anyway, are something given by us. So they become a big burden for you. But the discipline and the criteria in the spiritual life are not something that they're given by others, and, which never be. They never be a burden for you, because it's coming up from your inside. For instance, if you see flowers, flower is beautiful, but usually according to common sense, according to moral sense, if you see the flower, of course you common sense catch the flowers, so-called beautiful, but according to your emotions, your emotion, your consciousness, sometimes you cannot see the flowers as beautiful. So sometimes you want to destroy, you want to throw it up, throw it away, according to your feeling and emotions. You really want to express hatred, angers, and in the life of the flowers anyway. That's why you really throw it away. But it is not a good attitude towards human life, so as to reach, you know, beautiful ideal goal of living together in the human society. That's why there are anyway disciplines, you know, and criteria how to live together in human society. There is a moral sense, morality, we call morality. So all we have to do is, until morality becomes one with your life, anyway we should follow morality, moral criteria. That's why at that time criteria, disciplines becomes big monsters for you. So you don't want it. So you want to be free from that. But in spiritual life, if you see flower are completely beyond your feeling, whether your feeling is good or bad, under all circumstances anyway, you can completely straightforwardly toward the flowers, and you can accept flower as being, as a beautiful being beyond your evaluation. Okay. But sometimes intellectually, scientifically, or ethically, well, you don't understand why you accept a flower like this. But anyway, you have already a deep understanding of human life, who you are. At that time, you come to reach a point, reach a certain point. Anyway, my life, the ultimate nature of my life is exactly same as that of a flower's life. So, completely you can accept. So, to accept a flower like this, coming from your heart, it's already discipline. Communicating criteria in the relationship between the flower and you. So, very naturally, morality is already one with you, with your life. So, discipline and criteria are not the monsters, as bond. The big bond. So, this is very important for us. So, no gap between the flower and you. Okay? That is a contentment. That is our practice, okay? Even though you don't understand, but if you don't understand, anyway, teacher says, anyway, accept. So you don't like it. Because if teacher says you accept it, then unlike order, discipline, you know, so you don't like it. You complain immediately about that, but it is not order, it is not discipline or criteria. But someone says to me that Zen practice is just like army training, but I don't think so. Well, for instance, if you have a meal, anyway, there is a criteria, how to eat the meal, how to deal with the bowl itself. So if you don't follow, teacher says, follow it. And if you bring something extra into this criteria, whether it is good or not good. In other words, something good you have learned from somewhere, from somebody's, and then you bring into, you bring this learning, this good things into this criteria and mixing and try to do it. It's not good. So, teacher said, don't do this. Just follow. Criteria, I show you. Because it is not the giving the order to you. Buddhist practice is, anyway, to practice egolessness. But egolessness, to give the practice egoless, what is egolessness? That means no sense of self, selflessness, or of course selflessness. And then you say that is really army training, but I don't think the place is different. Even the egolessness, if you practice egolessness in the army, egolessness is completely no sense of subjectivity. Do you understand? Very cold. You just follow the order. But Christ is different. That is Buddhahood anyway. Buddhahood. Anyway, teacher guides you to reach the Buddhahood anyway. Even though you don't understand now, anyway, sooner or later you can go. But while you don't know, anyway, you don't like it. That's why, even though you don't like it, teachers, Buddhist patriarch, give up compassion to everybody anyway. So, anyway, pull him too, to the Buddha line. So that's why I do it, you know, without explanation. So you say that is army training, but I don't think so. It's not army training, okay? I don't want to explain that to such a person, but it's not exactly army training. Even though you deal with the same things, okay, in a different place, same things appear in a different way. Do you understand? If this Karagiri is sitting here wearing robe and talk about Buddhism, and then Karagiri becomes anyway Buddha. But when I go to somewhere in the bar, okay, and the drink is champagne and whiskeys with interesting guys and people and talking about lots of things and the dirty things and beautiful things, and then who I am. Karagi appears in a different way. Do you understand this? I don't think this is amateur. Don't mix it up. So this is a Buddhahood. Anyway, Buddhahood. We are talking about the training practice in the Buddhahood, not in the army. And in the Japan gave me the, anyway, one good example during the Second World War. Government uses, well, I don't know, consciously or unconsciously, I don't know. Anyway, government used, anyway, an idea of a sort of a Buddhism. Buddhist teaching, you know, equidistance, you know, just to follow. So, no sense of human warmness, completely, whoever you are, priest, teacher, well, everyone should go to the war, fight. And also, how old you are, it doesn't matter. If you are 16, and then you are high rank, you are at the high rank, if you have a high rank, even though you are 16, and then you fight, you have a wrestling with the big guys who are 23s and 25, big muscle guys. Who was lower rank? Who had the lower rank, you know? And then, you know pretty well what's the result. Pretty easy. Were small guys and exactly, you know, lost the win and fight, you know. At that time, anyway, sergeant immediately handled this little guy, not as a human being, as an ant. Just an ant. Just an animal. Go. Run. The air base, you know. Well, you know the air base? Huge air base, you know. So, run. So, one time I ran, then I said, I finished, sir. One more game. Second time I finished, sir. Once more game. That is before breakfast. Before breakfast. And also, it was the winter time. Very cold. All I had to do was just to follow the order. no excuse, no other way. That is army training. It's really army training. Army training sometimes makes a people blind. It's really blind. So, Japanese government used one of the Buddhistic ideas. At that time, in a sense, it seems to be good in order to, make the people blind. What tampankan means, just looking at the one point, one point, so-called army. Nothing else to see. Nothing else. So very narrow, telescope. So it's pretty easy to guide those guys, those people who has very narrow, ideas and understanding, Only Japanese were great, Other human beings are terrible. So government always do it. That is a very dangerous situation. Well, I was concerned about the Russian relationship between the Russian and the Americans. American people try to stop doing fighting each other. But I don't know. Well, of course we can do, but I don't know what happens in Russians. If the Russian people are completely blind, they don't know. They don't know what the government are doing. Government handled everything freely. The press, and the freedom, the speech, and everything control. How do the people know what's going on? Truly, nothing to see, nothing to hear. It was happening anyway in Japan, so we didn't know what happens. Government always controlled. So behind, we knew just a speck of dust, but that speck of dust was completely liar, not true. So it's very dangerous, very dangerous. If you use the same ideas, same persons, same things in different places, in different circumstances, it appears in a different way. Okay. So we are practicing anyway egolessness, not in the army, in the Buddhist world, in order to reach anywhere nearby. Peaceful life. This is our practice. So this practice must be at any cost. That's why we patriarch Buddhists constantly emphasizes our practice is not army training. That practice must be myōgyō, so clear practice in contentment. Contentment means anyway be one with anyway object. It is not the object, coming from others, coming from outside. It's come from inside. Zazen, gassho, whatever it is. Anyway, zazen, if you see zazen, always that there's something seeing outside. You really resist it. Get the thing. So you really resist. You don't like it. Sahi. Oh, big burden. Big burden. That's been something. Big burden. But, even though you don't understand the Sishin or the Zen, if the Zen or Sishin is a little bit coming from inside, you're really happy. You're really great. You can accept. even though you don't understand what the Dogen Zen says, what is the meaning of what Gyo Butsu, I don't understand. Even though you don't understand, that's okay. Well, that's all right. I didn't understand the Shobo Genzo when I was, you know, 20 years old, 19 years old, when I went to the Eight Monastery, I didn't understand. But I just sit down in front of him, Roshi, and then constantly I took note what he all said. And then he said, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous to take note of what I said, because you all what I said completely escaped from your ears. I thought so. I understand now, because I have to take a note, you know. So listening from here and going that way, and another one coming in. So no, nothing left. Nothing remains in my body. But anyway, notice about this much pile up, you know. Then after this, you know, collecting the words and the making a sentence clear and clearly. And after this reading, and then I felt, well, I understand a little bit, but it's. I don't understand exactly. So he said, it's ridiculous, but I didn't stop it. So he also stopped telling me, you know, it's ridiculous. So if something coming from your heart, you know, the zazen is really a great practice, which is called contentness. Contentment. That is no gap between. At that time, that is called myogyo soku. It's clear. It must be that gyo soku, practice in contentment, must be clear, not blind. Okay? Must be clear for you. Okay? Blind. Practicing contentment is blind, is anyway army training, but it must be clear. Okay? It means your mind, your consciousness, anyway, still working exercise very clear. Okay? You have to understand anyway. So, what is this? This practice, Gyo Soku, is, if you can do this practice, it is called Buddha. Okay? Buddha. The Buddha is, anyway, Buddha is a practice of undefiledness. This practice must be undefiled. Undefiled means nothing to throw away, nothing to get into, nothing to get, nothing to throw. Do you understand? That is a practice. So if your practice, look at your practice. If you have a good practice, you say, I got it. This is already, you have it. If you don't have a good practice, you hate it. It is always throw it away. Okay. So practice is not something you throw away or you try to get. It's not a real practice. What's called gyo soku, practice in contentment. Anyway, practice in contentment must be Buddha. Buddha is undefiled. Undefiledness means, anyway, nothing to throw away, nothing to get. That means, when you sit down, okay? When you sit down, just sit down. And then what should I do? Just sit down. What should I do? The mind should be with the Zazen, of course, it is. How can Make the mind be present where? So you say, maybe I should concentrate on breath. Or should concentrate on breath. But breath, concentration on breath is also very vague. Well, I don't understand yet, you know, through the book, Dogen Zen says, and the Keizan Zen Master says, another Sawaki Roshi said, almost 10, more than 10, how to control your mind. Control your mind means anyway to concentrate on your breath. So if your mind is very busy, why don't you put your mind is here? Why don't you put your mind is here? Why don't you put your mind low up the minutes there? Almost 10 items there. But this is pretty good, but this is nothing but technique. If you always put your mind here, that's all. Well, what reason that this doesn't here? Doesn't here. Do you understand? What is the kind of mind is? Mind is here. Oh, Zazen, you are doing is what? Look at this. It's ridiculous. But people believe this. Oh, of course, it's not bad. Well, because we know that how monkey the mind is, that's why in order to anyway take care of a monkey mind, well, we need those stuff. But still, even though you don't use those stuff, still we can take care of monkey mind. If you don't, you know, if you are not stuck in certain point, certain thing, for instance, breath, concentration on breath, okay, what part of the breath should I concentrate? Breath here? Or here, around here? Should I concentrate? So sometimes I say, oh yeah, why don't you concentrate? Here, you know, breath here. And then people don't understand what you mean, concentrate. Breath around the nose means they don't understand. So, oh, why don't you concentrate on the feeling of the breath? And then, yeah, that's great. So, where is the feeling of the concentration on the breath around the nose? So, where is the Zazen? Zazen is here. And then the concentration of breath here, or breath here, breath here, breath here. You don't understand. So finally, why don't you follow the breath? Follow the breath is also vague. Very basic. You don't understand. Follow the breath. Okay, I can follow. So very natural. Follow the breath. Just like looking at the slow motion movies. The food and the movie. Like this thing. Well, it's really exhausting. If you want to practice like that, well, you better not. So you better, you know, playing the pinball. That's better than the pinball. It's very quick. So finally, we don't understand what's the concentration on the breath. And then finally, I said, why don't you concentrate here? So, yes, sir. But still, they are complaining. Still complaining. So sometimes stomachache and pains, ears. And so people say, concentrating is not good. Is there a better way to concentrate? I don't know. Finally, I said, forget it. Forget it. Why don't you take a breath as natural as you can? Take a rest for a while. And then sit as a whole in peace, in harmony. Anyway, sit down. And then they feel a little bit of relief. So far, all these people are poking of the head in the, into a part of the breath, part of it, not breath as a whole. Do you understand? Anyway, concentrate on a breath is a breath, not a part of the breath as a whole, but it's very vague. But you can do it. You can do it. But small mind, narrow-minded, always want to get the part of the breath because it's pretty easy, you know. Just a little bit, you can take the little one, which is clear. It makes you satisfactory. But it's not real concentrations. So anyway, your mind, your body must be anyway present in Zazen as a whole, anyway as a whole. So anyway, concentrate on the breath. So if a teacher says, why don't you concentrate on lower abdomen, going in and out, that's enough, that's enough. Even though you have a little pain, why don't you adjust a little bit? Just a little bit, relax for a while, and maybe pain is gone. Then return to the concentration. Breath again. But at that time, always going and coming, always going out or coming back, going out, coming back, and then you don't think this is real Zazen. Of course, it's not real Zazen, but if you realize going out or coming back, that's pretty good. Better than absence of the mind. So why don't you go, when you see the mind going out, why don't you coming back? That's enough. But you add something extra to it when you come back. Well, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Complain already. Something extra. You add something. So all you do is, anyway, Zazen as a whole, simple, stable right now, right here. Not part of the breath. Not part of the Zazen. Well, if you see the part of the Zazen, part of the breath, it's easy. But it is a kind of technique in order to direct Zazen, okay? It's pretty hard directly to go to big Zazen. That's why, well, as a process, in the process, why don't you take the one part? So, take a breath. Concentrating on here. But it's not real Zazen. That's why even the Dogen Zenji doesn't explain exactly how to take a breath. It's very vague. Very vague. Do you understand? So, I always tell, don't worry about breath. Well, the yoga teacher, they criticize Zen because, you know, they in Pennsylvania, they really explain very in detail and how important breath is. He says, Zen doesn't teach this way of taking care of breath, of course, we don't. But that's all right, don't worry. It's not. If you really take care of explaining a piece of breath, you know, exactly how to take care of, you are always stuck there. You cannot move an inch there. You cannot see something else. You cannot see the breath as a whole. Okay? Do you understand? If I see Karagiri always looking up to here, okay, this nose, and then I say, yes, Karagiri. Well, only nose. I know the just nose, but I cannot know the Karagiri as a whole. But practically, Karagiri always moving as a whole. I cannot always stuck here. Do you understand? That is the most important, but we don't understand this. So, in the process, it, at the, in, as a, well, as a, the skillful ways to reach the nirvana, well, of course, a certain skillful experience are important for us. But I don't think we should use lots of techniques. If you use lots of techniques, you are completely going away to techniques. You lose the sight of yourself as a whole. Because you have to create a countless number of techniques endlessly, because life is endless. Suffering is endless. Delusion is endless. Boundless. So how can you take care of delusion, which is boundless? You have to create lots of techniques boundlessly. Do you understand? Finally, well, you don't. Still, you are always confused in the techniques. So, important point is not try to use a technique in order to escape or handle the breath or human life or delusion or pain. At that time, if you use a technique and then try to take care of pain, that is already you are stuck in the pain. You stuck in the delusions by technique. Anyway, all we have to do is, why don't you be right in the middle of pain, delusions anyway, and then deal with human life as a whole. Sometimes pay attention to the nose, that's fine. But anyway, constantly you have to. Reality in life is really going as a whole, not only knows, not only part of your life goes. Okay? That is our practice. That's why. Practice must be in contentment. Okay? This is what is called Buddha. Buddha is nothing to throw away, nothing to get in your hand. That means yesterday I told you that practice is called Bukkojo, ongoing enlightenment, ongoing development, constantly ongoing in the book Reflect called 42 or 43, case, I think, the Buddhist layman named Pang.